Sunday, July 27th, 2008. Dog lovers travel in style on the Pet Party Express. Born Free, a group of Taipei tourists and their furry friends traveled in a chartered train car to Hualien on an organized tour. The advantage? No cages required. A group of dog lovers and their pets boarded a train for Hualien yesterday on the country's first train travel package allowing pet owners to tote their furry friends. The group traveled on an express train from Taipei yesterday in a charter pet party carriage for dogs and their owners. The Taiwan Railways Administration, TRA, launched a three-month trial period on July 1st to allow passengers to bring pets on the trains. Liu Shumei, assistant manager at the Taipei-based travel agency that organized the tour, said the very important dogs traveling with the group would not only accompany their owners on the train, but also stay in their owners' hotel rooms and eat at the same restaurants. Liu, also a dog lover, said she first contacted the administration about 18 months ago about the possibility of designating train cars for pets to allow passengers to travel with them in a relaxed atmosphere. To avoid disturbing other passengers, the tour group took a morning train and boarded on the remote fourth platform. But the 19 dogs attracted the attention of other travelers as they passed through the train station lobby. Station director Li Yongsheng said he had received some complaints in response to the decision to let animals on the trains. While pet lovers applauded the policy, some passengers were not happy about the change. One person has filed a lawsuit in an administrative court arguing that the rights of passengers were being ignored. Those with health concerns in particular should not be forced to sit together with pets, the complainant said. TRA Deputy Director General Zhang Yinghui said the company would take public opinion into account. Zhang said the administration had conducted two separate public surveys on the policy before launching the trial run. In a poll conducted in 2003, 70% of respondents said they did not want pets on the train, while 14% approved of the proposal. Earlier this year, the TRA conducted another survey which showed that the percentage of those who disapproved of the plan had dropped to 55%, while those who approved rose to 24%. The TRA said an increasing number of people want to travel with their pets, which was a reason to offer the trial period. It said, however, that each pet must be kept in a carrier measuring no larger than 40 centimeters by 30 centimeters by 26 centimeters that can be stored under a seat during the trip that will not leak urine. The group traveling in the charter pet party carriage yesterday, however, did not have to keep their dogs confined. Animals could sit with their owners and were fed a custom-made breakfast. The train car was decorated with colorful balloons and pictures of dogs and people. The special pet car is equipped with a separate ventilation system to allow for independent air circulation, a TRA official said, adding that the TRA had also hired a cleaning service to disinfect the carriage after the tour. Li Enhui, the owner of a 14-year-old mini Doberman, said she joined the tour group because it was quicker to travel to Hualien by train than by car, and she wanted to take her dog.